So thank you for taking the time to come and join today in this meditation work, and for taking the time to do something let's just take a moment to thank ourselves for taking the time to do something that's good for us. That's kind of the theme of our meditation today, the idea of self-care, and that we don't have much to give if we don't take time to replenish and give to ourselves. So this practice is one of the tools that we have access to. And so I invite you to reflect on other ways that you can fill your cup so that you have something to give to other people. And let's begin today by just take a moment to take in your surroundings. Take a breath, and then as you're ready, you can let yourself relax, let your eyes close. Bring your sense of awareness to your heart center and the middle of your chest. And as you begin to relax, just keep your attention there. If the idea is comfortable for you, imagine that you're breathing from your heart center, from the middle of your chest. So many traditions focus on a breathing awareness meditation practice, and some people find those activating, and sometimes we might focus on the diaphragm, which might bring more energy to our solar plexus, or we might feel air in our nose, lips, windpipe, and that might be more activating to the throat center. But for our purposes, we're looking to enhance the energy of our heart center. And that's where we cultivate our sense of oneness with all, and that brings a deep sense of well-being. And of the antithesis of an ego-centered existence. And when we're doing that, being connected to a sense of community, of oneness with all, of communion, then from that automatically arises the idea of service, and how can I make a contribution, and how can I give back? And then lies the trap of overgiving, dipping down into the ego again and burning ourselves out. And so we continue to bring our sense of awareness back into the heart center, back into the peace, out of the ego, into the whole. And so as we focus our awareness on our heart centers, let's just allow that feeling of well-being that's there, and that little kind of heart excitement that might arise, just kind of cultivate that by paying attention to it, attending to it for a little while. Noting, feeling, and cultivating that sense of openness and joy that comes from our hearts. One of the things that seems to spontaneously well up when we're centering ourselves in our hearts is the feeling of gratitude. And so to extend gratitude to the members of our little group here, and just imagine that web of interconnection. We're uniting in our consciousness. And then let's take some time to reflect on that idea of service and self-care. And that, how can I take care of myself so that I have more to give? And how can I give from a heart-centeredness rather than from somewhere else? So we'll take a few moments to just reflect on that. And let's take a moment to reflect on our place within the broader context of humanity, of people who are also endeavoring to make a contribution and to be of service from a heart-centered place all throughout the world. It's easy to be pessimistic and to notice the things that are going wrong in the world, but there are so many things that are going right in the world. And so let's spend some time just opening ourselves up to the awareness of that. There are people in every part of the world and in every area of human endeavor who are working to create a better world, and our efforts are bearing fruit. So we take a few more moments to really reflect on that optimistic upward gaze. And then from the universal or collective, we come back to the personal. So let's take a moment again in that spirit of gratitude to reflect on some of the individuals and groups who are making our personal lives better. And then let's close with, again, a reflection on maybe what adjustments do we need to make in terms of our self-care, managing ourselves, our time, how we spend it, how we move through it. The glamour of busyness is really popular in our culture at this time. What are things that we can do to stand a little aside from that? And then as the day, days, weeks, months progress, maybe we'll find ways to just continue to make self-care a priority and to remember that we need to fill our cup in order to have something to give to others. And so as our meditation draws to a close, we can take a collective breath. Exhale, imagine breathing out that peace and gratitude into the world. And then when you're ready, you can come back and open your eyes, enjoy the rest of your day, and go forth and shine. And I will look forward to connecting with everybody again next week. Thank you so much for taking the time to be here, and I will post the archives online.